Our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and this one will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what this one has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen and understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Does this happen to you? A gospel passage that you've heard countless times, this time, has a word you never heard in it before? Don't you wonder why that is? I do. I've never heard Jesus use this word, gross, before. I've never heard him call the heart gross. Yet, here it is, in this passage of Matthew's 13th chapter. He is quoting the prophet Isaiah. "You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people." You hear but not understand. Over 3 million children in the United States, ages 5 and under, are dependent on soup kitchens for a meal. You hear but do not understand that 22% of children in the U.S. are living in poverty. You look but never see the 1.34 million homeless children in the United States, or the 7.8 million children in the United States living in poverty. You look but never see that over 2% of all African American citizens are in prison, compared to less than 4% of white Americans. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts. Understanding with our hearts happens not so much when the numbers and images of the suffering won't leave our minds and hearts. No, understanding with our hearts happens when the numbers and images become real people, and we hold them not as separate from ourselves, not as separate from our friends whom we would do anything for, not as separate from our families for which no sacrifice is too great. Understanding with our hearts happens when the awareness of their thirst and hunger changes how we satiate ourselves and what we do to ensure that someone else has a glass of water, a meal, a table to sit at. Understanding with our hearts happens when awareness of another's loneliness, abandonment, incarceration enlarges our response as we become ever more welcoming, continually inviting, and inclusive in all we do, recognizing we are all one. And there, but for the grace of God, go I. Today, we need grace. Grace to see and to hear. So that with our ears and our eyes open and awake, we can understand with our hearts and be converted, healed, with the ability to understand with our hearts that we are all one, as Jesus and the Father are one. And for the grace to see as we wake up that we can live out of this knowledge of being one each day, and that this will keep our hearts from being separate, dissolving that untruth more and more each day, so that our joy may be complete and the joy of all will be one. The knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been granted to you.